Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm evening across Israel. Clear skies are expected in Tel Aviv, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. In Haifa, temperatures are dropping slightly as the night sets in. Here are today's headlines. First, G7 leaders demand a ceasefire in Lebanon and plan to reduce reliance on the Strait of Hormuz following the Iran conflict, according to Ynet from earlier today. Also, President Trump, at the G7 summit, stated that the Memorandum of Understanding with Iran is not final. He mentioned the possibility of returning to military action, as reported by Walla just in. Also this hour, the Israeli Air Force intercepted rockets launched by Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. Israeli forces also targeted a suspicious vehicle, the IDF confirmed earlier today via JNS. Separately, Axios reports that tensions over Iran are deepening within Trump's political base. The ongoing conflict has caused significant division among supporters. And finally, JNS reports that the Israeli Air Force intercepted Hezbollah rockets in southern Lebanon earlier today. Israeli airstrikes targeted the launch site and a suspicious vehicle in the area. Reaction has been swift on social media. Raylan Givens, known as Jewish Warrior 13, posted minutes ago criticizing the U.S. stance on Iran. He emphasized internal political considerations over the memorandum's language. Samantha Ettis questioned Trump's sudden change in tone on Iran. Her comment came just minutes ago. I24NEWS English described the agreement as a framework, not a finalized deal, highlighting ongoing negotiations in a post just minutes ago. Let's go deeper. Starting with the G7's demand for a ceasefire in Lebanon, Ynet reported that leaders are concerned about the escalating situation. The group's vow to cut reliance on the Strait of Hormuz underscores the broader impact of regional conflicts on global trade. The implications could affect diplomatic relations and economic strategies worldwide. Turning to President Trump's comments at the G7 summit, Walla highlighted his firm stance on the memorandum with Iran, indicating potential volatility in U.S.-Iran relations. This development suggests that diplomatic efforts may be hindered by internal U.S. politics and Trump's unpredictable approach. Meanwhile, the IAF's interception of rockets in southern Lebanon highlights ongoing tensions. According to JNS, Israeli forces targeted Hezbollah positions. This military activity reflects a continued state of alert and the potential for further conflict affecting regional stability. Now, Trump's political isolation over Iran policy, reported by Axios. The division within his base could impact his domestic support, influencing U.S. foreign policy decisions. This internal strife adds complexity to the U.S.'s international relations, particularly concerning Middle East diplomacy. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports a tense moment in a committee meeting about development in the Negev and Galilee. A Treasury representative faced tough questions on incentives for establishing factories in those areas. Separately, Migdal's CEO, Ronen Agassi, announced significant asset management plans at a recent conference. CTEC reports that Migdal, managing over 600 billion shekels, aims for further expansion. And finally, Ynet Business discusses concerns over AI regulation. Surf AI's CEO warns that Washington's approach might expose Western corporations to risks, pushing them toward less regulated foreign markets. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.